Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity. I'm going to say to Mr. Austin, it's good to be big. I believe that the diesel regulations are flawed on four levels at least, scientific, economic, legal, and moral. On the scientific level, we've already seen that the regulations, their assumptions are wrong by 200 to 400%. And on the health issues, we see that Dr. Jarrett on February 26 agreed with Dr. Enstrom, which I found was astounding, that there is no relationship between particulate matter and deaths in California. On the economic issues, there have been plenty of people that stood up here to tell you about the economic condition in California. You already know that, and the fact that most of us would not be able to make it under these regulations. We'll meet the regulation through attrition. The fact matters, there is no economy right now. On the legal issues, this is the first time that CARB has addressed owned assets. In the past, you cleaned up the air by addressing new purchased assets, but now you're addressing owned assets. People have assets that they owe at this time, and you're going to regulate them out of existence. This is a taking. This will end up with a lot of lawsuits to the state of California, and this is not productive. In December, CARB, in trying to justify its regulation, posted a bunch of factoids. These factoids, the definition of factoids is something fictitious or unsubstantiated that is presented as fact, devised especially to gain acceptance through repetition. CARB has been doing this for several years, and I find it quite offensive that you maintain that particular attitude. Under the moral issues, there are 42,000 deaths annually on today's highways. A study by the Transportation Construction Coalition found that 50% or 21,000 of these deaths have been attributed to unsafe road conditions. What's CARB's answer to this? Will devastate the equipment that is necessary to rebuild these road conditions. This $217 billion annual cost on road conditions in California, but we can't spend money on our roads. We have to spend it on the devastation of assets. So conclusions, first I want to thank you for actually putting my letter that I sent to you on February 17th on your website. I would advise or suggest that all folks get a hold of that letter and print it out. I have 14 issues on there that I believe that deserve an answer. These are issues that CARB has swept under the rug, has ignored to answer, and I think that these issues need to be addressed. I pointed them out in my letter, and I would love to see someone answer these 14 issues, and thank you very much for your time.
Okay.